Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Thank you very much, Chuck. It is indeed that time once again. It is Saturday. It is 11:06 on the clock. I am your host, Seth. And it is time for Over the Back Fence on WFHR. This is the show where you call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors all throughout central Wisconsin. We're going to be talking about events. If you have any events you want to talk about, call up and let us know. And we'll be doing whatever else you want to talk about today. Looking like a nice, shaping up to be a pretty nice day today. I wish I could tell you some great news about some playoffs coming up for our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. I'm going to start there today. Unfortunately, that dream is over for them this year. Last night, they did lose to the Green Bay Rockers 13-2. And that's going to end their playoff hopes for this season. I just want to say congratulations, guys, on a great year. Way to go. They had a successful year. They did have a winning record this season, which is very cool. And I want to say a big thank you to the whole staff, the ownership, everything of the Rafters for another great season. Of course, there's one more game tonight to wrap up the season. So I hope everyone, looks like it's going to be a nice night. I hope everyone can get down to the park for this last one. Give them a big hurrah to end the season and show your appreciation for having a team like the Rafters in Wisconsin Rapids. If you can't make the game tonight, of course, get your final chance to hear Joey on these airwaves. Pregame at 6:20, first pitch at 6:35 as we wrap up the season with the Rafters. I want to give a shout out to Don, our engineer, who's been helping out here all throughout the Rafters season. And he left a little note about last night because it was an interesting game, to say the least. Madison did defeat Wausau to clinch the second half championship last night. So even if the Rafters would have won, it wouldn't have mattered because Madison did win their game. The game was delayed for 2.5 hours by thunder showers from about 7:30 to 10. So, yeah, for those of you who stuck it out towards the end, good for you. I actually was at that game last night with my family. At least we started there. But once the severe weather looked like it was coming, we did retreat. So those of you stalwarts who stayed the whole game, I give you kudos. There was also a 2.5 minute delay at around 12:04 because the automatic sprinklers came on, which is, well, kind of how the game went last night. Too bad. It did. The game wrapped up about 12:38 this morning. And that was it. The last out was by Alex Duffy last night. That's a nice little note there by Don. Thank you for that. Do appreciate it. So once again, big shout out to all the families that hosted players, the organization itself, the players, and everyone who went to a Rafters game this year or listened on WFHR. Looking forward to next year, of course, and the last game tonight. So don't forget about that. Now, it's only a week away, and we've got high school football starting. Can you believe it? The sports are still coming here on WFHR. We got lots to look forward to coming up this fall. Of course, we've got lots of high school sports. Randy is going to be extremely busy. We've got the Badgers football games on Saturdays coming up as well. Those are always a treat. We've got hockey coming up after that, Badger basketball, all kinds of sports, college sports coming up. Don't forget, we got the River Kings hopefully coming up this year, again on WIRI. That's where a lot of the high school sports is going to be as well. So make sure you mark that 105.5 on your radio dial. There's going to be lots of high school sports on that as well. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a really cool year. And we hope you enjoy all the coverage that we bring of this sports to you. So stay tuned, everyone. We got lots of fun sporting events coming up as well. And don't forget, we've got Playmakers on Monday from 3 to 4. I'll be joining James this week. We're going to be breaking down the Rafter season, talking about some other, probably football is going to come up, maybe some baseball as well, as we look forward to both the NFL and the college football season coming up very, very quickly. Some other programming coming up, of course, tomorrow on Sunday, because there is no Rafters game going to be played. Make sure you check out Seth Faces the Music as... Oh, wait. Since there is no Rafters game tomorrow, I can't forget at 1 o'clock tomorrow, the Polka Show, Tim's Sunshine Polka Show, will be taking place at 1 o'clock, not preempted by Rafters this week. In fact, pretty much through the end of fall, you'll be hearing the rebroadcast of the Polka Show on Sundays at 1 p.m. So if you miss it on Saturday mornings at 7, you got another chance to check it out. Tim always does a great job of putting together the best of polka and waltzes and all those kinds of musics. We look forward to that. But then after that, of course, on Sunday, our Sunday night block on WFHR weekends. We've got some fun stuff coming up. But before we do that, let's go ahead and do what we are here for. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Well, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
You know what I'm really missing on this Saturday morning?
What's that?
Jump around.
Jump around.
I can't wait for Badger football. I'm not that big of a Badger fan, but man, I'm really looking forward to Badger football.
You know, there seems to be something, even if you're not a big football fan, there's something special about, you know, going into fall and college football. And I think you're right. It's really, because I'm not a Badger fan either, but there's something about it. I can't wait till we start broadcasting it.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to break up the morning with a little sports.
Oh, that's fine. It's okay.
No, I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, as dry as it's been, the leaves are turning. It almost feels like October.
Boy, and we've still got 2 weeks of August left, and you're not wrong. I've noticed a few leaves falling already. It makes me I mean, I love fall. But it makes me sad that summer is almost over. So, yeah, it's bittersweet.
Well, don't say that.
All right.
I just figured I'd call and chime in.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yes. I don't want to think about it either. We've only got, because my birthday, have I mentioned that my birthday's coming up next Saturday? With a lot of other things, we'll get to that later. But that was always for me, the end of summer, my birthday. I was so excited about my birthday. And then that means that school's starting in about a week. So that always made me sad. All right, let's go ahead and grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I have for sale a pair of men's leather Thorogood shoes. They're size 13. They're new. I like $10 for those. And a single burner electric range for $10. And my number is 715-991-0242.
Yes. All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the nice weather out there. We got a pair of men's shoes. We've got a single burner range for sale. You interested in either one of those items? 991-0242, the number to call. 424-2600 is the number to call right here to do what that gentleman just did and get something. If you're looking for something, if you want to sell something, now is the time to do it right here on Over the Back Fence. Continuing on to look at our schedule for tomorrow on Sunday. From 6 to 8, we have a brand new Seth Faces the Music. I just put that together this week. And, I'll keep the suspense going a little bit further. Let's go ahead and grab a phone call, and then I'll tell you what it's all about. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. Another beautiful day. Mm-hmm. I have a couch to give away, and it's down on 340 Plover Street, down by RCH. And it's in good condition.
340 Plover Street?
Right.
All right. Looking for a couch. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
I have to have somebody that has to, two heavy men to take it out, though.
Oh, okay. Got it. They have to get it themselves. Sounds good.
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks
for the call. Appreciate it. I got a couch to give away. If you are able, if you got a good vehicle for it and a couple people to help you out, you can go ahead and grab it. They're just giving it away. 430 Plover Street is the address for that if you're looking for a new couch. Anyway, getting back to Seth Faces the Music for tomorrow from 6 to 8, we've got songs about crying. Yes, where would pop music be without people crying and getting emotional and getting upset? I'm telling you, we've got a whole bunch of songs to prove just how important crying is in popular music. So check it out tomorrow. Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. All right, let's keep it rolling here with more phone calls. Good morning. You're on the show.
No, I'm the gal that called for the coach.
Oh, okay.
340.
Did I say that wrong? I apologize.
Yes, you did.
340.
340 Plover Street.
340 Plover. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Appreciate
much.
It. Yep. Yeah, if I get any information wrong that you give me, please feel free to call right back and let me know what I got when I made a mistake. You know, I want to make sure that people can go to the right place. 340 Plover Street is where that couch is. Tomorrow, I want to let everyone know that the director's cut will be a repeat. Michael Charles, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago, a fabulous blues artist, songwriter, fabulous guitarist, who just recently was at Holly Rocks here in town. We're going to replay that interview with him because it's so cool. And some great music on there, some of his great recordings. The man has released 30-some albums, I think. He's an amazing musician. So if you missed it the first time, go check it out. But of course, this whole week, James and I, and next week, James and I will be talking about the director's cut happening from 8 to 9 on August 20th. We got a chance to talk to Mary Jo Peel. Those of you out there who are fans of the show Mystery Science Theater 3000 will recognize that name. She was one of the writers on the show as well as one of the performers in the last three seasons of its original run. She played the main villain, Pearl Forrester. If you are at all interested in that show or comedy or just people from the Midwest that do interesting things, she lives in Minnesota. She's a Minnesotan like me, which was an instant connection, of course. It was a great, wide-ranging interview. We somehow crammed it into an hour. I'm still not sure how we did that, but it's a very funny, very entertaining interview as well. Mary Jo Peel on Director's Cut from 8 to 9. August 20th. So set your clocks for that one. It's going to be a fabulous show. Well, thanks for all the calls so far this morning. Do appreciate it. I do want to give a shout out here before we move to our first break to our sponsors. I haven't mentioned them yet. I feel kind of bad. Jeff Clark and Associates. Now, two locations. One here in Wisconsin Rapids, 3340 8th Street South. Also, they have a place in Stevens Point now, 1265 Main Street, Suite 103. They're both open the same hours, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Same phone number to call to get to either one of those, 715-424-4101. You can also go to their website, jca-insurance.com. You can either call up that number or you can go to the website and get a no-cost consultation. If you're looking for look for the kinds of insurance that they deal with, it is health insurance, life insurance, Medicare, personal insurance, all kinds of. If you need it, they can have you. They can get it for you. So if you don't know, if you're not sure if that's something you are interested in or something that you need, give them a call. It's not going to cost you anything. 424-4101. Is the number to call to talk to our sponsors of Over the Back Fence, Jeff Clark and Associates. Big shout out to them. All right, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to get into our mailbag items, news and notes, calendar of events, all that good stuff like we usually do here on Over the Back Fence. And, of course, more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Hope everyone's having a great Saturday out there. Thanks for joining me today. It's 11:21 on the clock. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence. We are going to get into our mailbag items and news and notes here in just a minute. But while we're going through all this information, please feel free to call up 424-2600. I'll finish reading what is in front of me, and I'll get to your phone call as soon as I can. Got a couple of things in the mailbag today we do want to let everyone know about. For sale, a love seat couch for $10. an electric bug zapper for $10, electric fans, $4 each. Not sure how many they have there. But if you're interested in any one of these items, 421-1020, 421-1020 is the number to call for any one of those items. We've got the love seat, we've got the electric bug zapper, and some electric fans for sale there. Today, we've got a huge multifamily garage sale at 2211 Ranger Road in Wisconsin Rapids. That's just east of Highway 13 South. The last day is today. It's been going on since last week. It's last day is today, till today until 5 o'clock, and that's when it wraps up. This includes home decor, fishing and hunting items, and much, much more. Go check out to see what they've got left. I bet you can find some pretty good deals since this is the last day of the sale. Once again, a huge multifamily garage sale at 2211 Ranger Road in Rapids. That's east of Highway 13 South. Go check it out, everyone. It is. I bet you're going to find some really cool things there. Well, that wraps it up for the mailbag this week. Keep those items coming, everyone. We do want to talk about them over the air. You can email otbf at wfhr.com. You can email me, Seth, at civicmedia.us. You could also drop it off in person, 1690 2nd Avenue South. We're on the roundabout. We are just across from the Armory. Can't miss us. Our regular business hours are 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Come on in and hand it off to whoever's here. Usually it's Pam, and we'll get that for you on the air. We do ask that you limit it to 3 items. That's it. And make sure you put a good description on what you're selling or looking for. That does help us on the air as we read, let everyone know what's going on. Make sure you have that contact information in there, of course. Very important so people can get a hold of you. Turning now to our news and notes and calendar of events. Got a couple of things happening today. In fact, we've got a couple of things happening right now. We've got the Rudolph Tractor Show and Car Cruise in. That's happening all day today till about 7 p.m. Bring your old tractor, car, truck, mower, or just yourself for a fun day in Rudolph. There is fun for everyone. It is free admission. That's very important. There's food and vendors, all kinds of vendors there all day long. There's going to be a raffle baskets and a 50-50 raffle. There's Touch a Truck from 10 to 12. You've only got about a half hour left for that. So if you want to go touch a truck, now's the time to do it. Kids games and a petting zoo till 2. A tractor parade at 1. Pedal pulls at 2. And then a live auction and drawings at 4 p.m. All the proceeds from the raffles and all the items going on here, all the support, the donations, will support Mid-State Technical College scholarships and other local community initiatives. If you want to check it out, oh, I'm sorry, it goes from 5 until 5 p.m. today. I said 7 p.m. It actually goes till 5 p.m. today. If you want more information, go to the Rudolph Old Tractor Club Facebook page and find out more details there as well. It is mostly at Rudolph Community Park, 1757 Park Road in Rudolph. Go check it out. It sounds like a fun time, especially on a beautiful day like today. Yesterday on Midday Magazine, James got to talk with the organizers of the Rapids Redhawks, the amateur baseball team that plays in town here. I would suggest, if you don't know the history of the Redhawks, I would check out that Midday Magazine interview. It's very cool. You get to find out all about why it came about, how it came about, and what they are all about. Go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, find Midday Magazine, and go ahead and listen to Friday at 3:30, I believe, is when that initially aired. Click on that. Just look for Redhawks, and you can find out and listen to that episode. It's very, very cool. Well, they got a big tournament happening this weekend. It started last night. I hope they got their game in. Of course, it's supposed to start at 7:30. I'm guessing the weather would not allow them to do that. But they've got lots of games coming up today, including one at 12:30, at 3:30. Then one at 6:30 p.m., so 3 games today. We've got a couple games tomorrow, 12:30 and 3:30 as well. That's schedule 1. And then we've got more games happening on schedule two also this weekend. 1, 4, and 7 games starting there. So there's all kinds of baseball. If you are already missing the Rafters, even though they have one more game tonight, go check out these guys. We learned in the interview that some of the players on the Redhawks actually sometimes get drafted to play with Northwoods League's teams, which is very cool. Either the Rafters or any of the other teams in Wisconsin. That's very, very cool. So if you want more baseball in your life, go check it out today. They are at, I believe, the Athletic Complex. That is where they are playing these games. Well, you've only got one more chance, everyone. Two more chances, I should say, to check out the Monarchs in Art exhibition, mixed media exhibition that's taking place at Alexander House in Port Edwards. Explore the beauty and brilliance of the monarch butterfly and celebrate Port Edwards being named a monarch village. They'll be open from 1 to 4 today and then again on Tuesday from 1 to 4. And that is going to wrap up this one. They've got another art exhibit coming up very soon at Alexander House. Find out what that is or find out more about this one, alexanderhouseonline.org/events. And you will find out more information there. Another indication that the, oh my goodness, another indication that the summer is coming to an end. I hate doing this, but we have 1 week left here of the great lunch program Wisconsin Public Rapids Public School has been putting on for all children 18 years of age and younger. One last week here, so we'll let everyone know about it. Through this Friday from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. at Mead Park near the Splash Pad and also at Witter Park, the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center. They will be offering those meals at both places, 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. this week, and this is the final week for that. Of course, they got to get things set and ready for school coming up here. Please note, all meals must be consumed on site. Big shout out to our great food service providers at the whole school system for putting this together. It is a wonderful opportunity to make sure no kid goes hungry this summer, and they have done a fabulous job with that. We're coming up to the end of the summer activities for summer camp, too, as well at the Southwood County YMCA. Very, very sad. I'm getting more depressed as we go along here. This is week 11 for the day camps offered by the Southwood County YMCA summer camps. This week is Fun with Food Week. Eating food in a cheerful spirit will make campers relish it and finish their food. Have fun with food activities such as apple bobbing, donuts on a loop, and Boy Scout dinners. Campers will have lots of fun preparing a wide range of meals on their own. If you're interested in cooking, sounds like a fabulous week to learn something about learn some new recipes, some new tricks about cooking. That's coming up at the summer day camp for the YMCA. If you want more information, go to their website, swcymca.org. Call them 715-818-9622 is the number to call, and they are going to be wrapping up their week this week as well. So keep that in mind. Another great summer opportunities for kids in our area. Moving from kids to our other folks, senior folk. I don't want to say elderly. I don't want to offend anyone, but, you know, the good people, let's call them that. Our friends over at the Lowell Center have got their programming going on for this week. They're at 220 3rd Avenue South, Suite 3 in Wisconsin Rapids. Lowell Center, of course, is in the old Centralia Center. Their usual suspects going on this week. Got card games happening. We've got sing-alongs at Tuesday at 2. We've got a senior sing-along at Cranberry Court. We've got some advanced line dancing. We've got a trip to the fireside happening on Thursday. 7:30 a.m. is when the trip departs. Got to get to the fireside for their show there. Always a fun and good time. I've been to the fireside a few times. They always put on a fabulous show. And some great food, too, by the way, if you hadn't had a chance to eat there. But also, if you have any questions, call them up at 421-1051, 421-1051, Lowell Center, there for all the cool programming that they've got going on. In fact, they've got a Brewers trip coming up next week. They've got some movies coming up as well. So check it out. They've got a lot of cool things going on right there. Let's go ahead and let's take a break right now. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some stuff happening throughout the week here in Central Wisconsin and hopefully more of your phone calls. 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence here on Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today, everyone. Brought to you by Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services. Big shout out to them, of course, for sponsoring this show. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. Looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. Talk about events happening right now or this coming week or even in the future. We don't care. Anything you want to talk about, that's what this show is all about. Let's go ahead and look forward to what's going to be happening this week. Monday, starting out bright and early, we've got the Your Charity Golf Scramble, third annual golf scramble, put on by the Kiwanis of Wisconsin Rapids. 11 a.m. registration, 12 p.m. shotgun start. This is going to be at the Ridges Golf Course. Costs $85 per person or $340 per team. If you want dinner-only tickets, that's $20. That full price includes green fee, cart prizes, and dinner. 100% of proceeds will be distributed to area charities. Teams will play for their specified Wisconsin Rapids area charity of their choice, which is very cool. Four-person teams, 18 holes of golf, par three events, skins and mulligans, door prizes, 50-50 raffle and raffle baskets, putting contest, you name it, they've got it going on. Go to wrkiwanis.org for more information if you want to look up everything I just talked about. But this is a very cool event that happens every year, and we are very happy to support the Kiwanis in that. Want to mention that we still got the blood competition, not competition, I guess, the challenge, the blood donation challenge going on throughout civic media. It's called hashtag Civic Pints. We're asking everyone to go out. If you donate some blood, take a selfie, post it on social media with the hashtag Civic Pints, or go to civicmedia.us/giveblood. You can upload that picture right there. Go by the middleman. We got stuff to give away for that. If we've got some swag and maybe some Brewers tickets. State Fair is wrapping up this weekend, so we still got a few other things we can give away. But if you donate that blood and put it up there, we're running this through all the way through August now. So it's been up. It's been very popular. So we're asking you to take a selfie. Go ahead, show us you are donating some blood, and we will put it up there for you. Opportunities happening in Wisconsin and Rapids and the surrounding area happening today, or not today, excuse me, happening on Tuesday. We're on Tuesday now. Two opportunities on Tuesday. You can go to McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue. From 10 to 3, they're going to be having a blood drive there. That's through the American Red Cross. And then also from 10 to 3 at the former East Junior High School, room 111 at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They ask that you please enter off Lincoln Street from 10 to 3. This one is put on by the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, who is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. They do encourage appointments. You can call 866-566-5900. Also, if you have any questions about donating blood on any medications you're on, they'll be happy to answer that. Walk-ins, of course, are also welcome on Tuesday, 10 to 3. Also coming up Monday, the 28th, from 2 to 7, same place. Any one of those times, because by the 28th, we'll still be running this promotion, this blood donation challenge. Get those selfies in. We want you to be recognized for the hero that you are. Also coming up on Tuesday, we have a couple of opportunities for a Managing Caregiver Stress Sessions put on by our good friends at the ADRC of Central Wisconsin. Providing care for a loved one can be rewarding, but caregivers can also experience stress, guilt, and frustration. This is a one-hour session on Tuesday, August 15th, in two different places. Registration is required. Both programs will be offered in person and virtually as well. So even if you cannot get to the office, you still have a chance, if you're interested, to sign up for this. Registration is required, so either call 888 888- 888-486-9545. That's 888-486-9545. Or go to their website, adrc-cw.org, and sign up there. They'll be offering one in the morning from 10 to 11 at for the Antigo, Marshfield, and Wausau offices. And then from 2 to 3, the Maryland, Wisconsin Rapids offices will be doing their caregiver stress class as well. If you're interested in that, once again, go to adrc-cw.org and find out how you can sign up for that. Moving on now to Wednesday. Let me double check here. Wednesday. Oh, yes. We have a very cool boy. I keep mentioning these things that mean the summer is coming to an end. It is bothering me. It really is. Coming up is the final Rendezvous in the Park over in Nakusa at Riverside Park. It's happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. This week, this month, I should say, is co-sponsored by Champions Auto Wash and the Nakusa Lions Club. The Lions Club will be providing food, and the entertainment is by Duology, another great local group here. So go have fun. Check it out. It's at Riverside Park, 916 Prospect Avenue in Nakusa, 5:30 to 7:30 on Wednesday. Rendezvous in the Park, the last one of the season. Of course, Wednesday also means bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go support the Elks with playing some bingo and all the great things that they do in our community. We give them a big shout-out for that. Lots of stuff going on Thursday, so we want to make sure that we highlight that. We're going to start off with what happens every Thursday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. Visit the farmers market for fresh and local fruits and vegetables, honey, flowers, canned items, baked goods, and more. You also find resident food favorites, the egg roll vendors. I find it funny that they do that. But we have, and of course, they've got kids' activities as well most Thursdays and Saturdays. It is located on First Avenue South between Grand and Goggins. That is where you can go and check it out from 8 to 2 every Thursday and Saturday. Boy, you think I'd have it by now. Every Thursday and Saturday. Oh, goodness. All right. Before I continue on with the calendar of events here, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Is this Over the Back Fence yet?
This is Over the Back Fence.
Okay. I have two on filing cabinets for sale. $30 a piece, or both for $50. And I have a bunch of garage plastic totes that mount to the wall for $50. And I'm looking for, if somebody is interested in doing lawn mowing and snow plowing or blowing, we have the equipment. We just need, I need to hire some people.
Okay.
715-459-5555.
459-5555.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the phone call. I got a couple of filing cabinets for sale, some wall-mounted totes for sale. Also looking for someone to help out with some landscaping, mowing, and in this winter, some snow plowing. Looks like they've got the equipment, and they just need some bodies to help them out with that. Interested in that or anything else? 459-5555, 459-5555, the number to call. All right, let's continue on with all the events happening this coming Thursday, and it's a lot. We've got Lunch by the River, and this is a very special one. Why? Well, because WFHR and WIRI are one of the sponsors this week, along with our friends at Nicolay Staffing. The entertainment this coming week is Central Wisconsin Choristers. They're fun. I love hearing the choristers. They're so much. They're very cool. But we will be having a booth there at Lunch by the River. Come and say hi to Melissa and Pam. I know we're going to be there. James may be hanging out. I'll be holding down the fort here, and we'll see. Maybe I can get someone to call in or something here on our sister station, WRA. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, go on down there. Go to Lunch by the River. There's only a couple left, folks. So if you haven't been able to get there this summer, now is the time to do it. It's 11:30 to 1 every Thursday. There's a lot of great food there. And once again, we are sponsoring it this week. So go down and say hi. We'd love to say hi to you at Veterans Park. Here's a very interesting class, I guess you could say, that's coming up here. If you're having issues with your internet, if you want to voice your concerns, the Port Edwards United Methodist Church is hosting an open forum town hall meeting called Digital Equity. This event is sponsored by the Wisconsin Council of Churches and the Wisconsin State Public Service Commission. This event is for residents of Southwood County and North Adams County and is a way to help the state of Wisconsin identify areas of inadequate internet access. Very cool. The event will be held this coming Thursday at 2:30 p.m. at the Port Edwards United Methodist Church, which is located at 411 Wisconsin River Drive in Port Edwards. Snacks and childcare will be provided. Every participant will also receive a $25 gift card courtesy of the Wisconsin Council of Churches. This is a fascinating a meeting, because of finding out where the dead spots of internet are in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, we know how important internet access is to everybody nowadays, and this is a great way to find out where we can make sure that we have good high-speed internet access for all Wisconsinites. A great event. I do encourage everyone to go there. Big shout out to the United Methodist Church in Port Edwards for bringing this together. This is a very, very cool event, and we hope that you can go and check it out. Of course, on Thursday, every Thursday, we have Feeding Our Communities with United Services offering their neighborhood table. 2321 West Grand Avenue is where that meal will take place from 4:30 to 6 p.m. This is served every Thursday. Go say hi to your friends, have a free meal, and have some good fellowship time at the neighborhood table this coming Thursday. Looks like we got a whole bunch of things coming up on next Saturday, which incidentally is my birthday. I don't know if I mentioned that yet. What we're going to do here is we're going to take a quick break, our final break, and we're going to come back here in just a moment and talk about what's happening next weekend. We got a couple events that we do want to talk about, but let's do the break right now. We'll get that out of the way. And when we come back, we'll finish up with our calendar of events and more phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to get on WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Over the Back Fence at WFHR. Lost my voice for a second there. We're going to be wrapping up the show in just a few minutes here. We got a few more events to talk about next weekend coming up, and we have lots going on, my goodness. Plus, more of your phone calls, 424-2600, in the last about 10 minutes that we have here on the show. Thanks, everyone, for calling up and for joining us today. Big shout-out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services, and we'll talk about them a little bit more when we wrap up the show. So let's go ahead and look and see what's happening next weekend. We got a few things happening on next Friday, the 18th, that we do want to highlight here. We have the next Music on the Patio coming up here. And that's at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They provide all kinds of opportunities for live music. This coming Friday, we've got the Antoinettes. Very cool. The Antoinettes will be providing the music. And Smokehouse Barbecue Food Truck will be providing the food. Just $10 for a show. Includes a one drink ticket as well. They've got Cash Bar, Kids 12 and under are free. Seating is limited, so please bring a lawn chair and stretch out. Feel good about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, 2651 8th Street South. That's from 6 to 9 p.m., August 18th on Friday. That is the final Music on the Patio, by the way. So if you haven't had a chance to get there yet, go check out the Antoinettes. We know how cool they are. Turning now to Saturday, and we have got one full Saturday, even though it's my birthday. Why didn't they consult with me first? I'm kidding. The 8th Annual Bridge to Bridge 5K 5-Mile Run Walk benefiting the Live Strong Chronic Disease Programs in Southwood County YMCA is happening. Yay, it's back from 7 to 12. Registration starts at 7 a.m. $35 for the day of the race. Includes a timing chip, T-shirt, If before, I'm sorry, that was if you registered by the 5th. Packet pickup is on Friday at the YMCA or on race day. The race starts promptly at 9 a.m. We have a great relationship with our good friends over at the Southwood County YMCA, and this is one of the big events they put on every year. The location, it starts at Witter Field, 521 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It's always a fun time. The Bridge to Bridge 5K Run Walk coming up on Saturday, August 19th. Also on Saturday, it's the next Ruby's Pantry food distribution from 8 to 9:30. The donation amount per bundle is $25. You're getting about 70 pounds of food, so that's a pretty good deal. You can go online to choose your pickup time at rubyspantry.org, or you can go into the cash-only line when you get there and just pay as you go. It's going to be at Pitch Elementary School, 501 17th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. That's 8 a.m. starting 8 a.m. till about 9:30. Ruby's Pantry, excuse me, next Saturday the 19th. Another group that we had in this week to talk on Midday Magazine was our good friends at Love, Inc. They are going to be having a very cool event happening at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot, 168th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They are going to have a junk electronics drop-off, and I can't imagine how many people need this. Think of all those electronics. Just a quick scan of what they take. Flat screen TVs, microwaves, power tools, tube TVs, servers, fax machines, two-way radios, household batteries, cell phones, keyboards and mice, desktop printers. I could keep going, and I'm not going to because it would take me forever. They accept all these electronics at no cost. It's a fabulous, fabulous opportunity to get rid of some of those old electronics that you do not need anymore. This is going from 9 to 1 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot, 168th Street in Rapids. This is put on by Love, Inc. Big shout out to them for doing this. They saw a need and they found a way to fill it. Thank you very much for them doing this. If you're anywhere around Dexter Park next Saturday, where they've got their 15th annual Family Fun Fest car show, it's going from 9 to 3. They're going to have vendors, a craft fair, farmers market, food, fun for the kids, a car, truck, tractor, motorcycle show. Bring your car, truck, tractor, or motorcycle. $10 will get you in. Easy peasy. We get dash plaques for the first 100 entries. Music will be provided by DJ Franco. All proceeds benefit our good friends over at Jeremiah's Crossing, where no one pays for horse riding lessons. Another great charity around here. We love to support them. More details at jeremiahcrossing.org. If you would like some more information about the car show, you can call 715-884-2551. 884-2551. If you want to know where you need to go with your car and just find out where you need to pay your $10, however you want to do it, the 15th Annual Family Fun Fest Car Show at Dexter Park, that's located on the corner of Highway 80 and Highway 54, next Saturday from 9 to 3. Our good friends over at the McMillan Public Library are going to be offering a Heart of Wisconsin Genealogical Society program. We'll have updates from Catherine Elkhart, our new director. I guess she's not new anymore. She's been here for a while, of McMillan Memorial Library. And Darla Allen, director of the Charles and Joanne Lester Library in Nakusa. And Heart of Wisconsin Genealogical Society member, Flores Gums. Catherine and Darla will provide an update on the activities of their libraries in the past year and future plans. So not only do you get to do a geological class, you also get to find out what's going on at the libraries in Nakusa and in Wisconsin Rapids. Flores will be available at the end of the business meeting to give those members who would like a tour of the genealogical section. This is open to the public and there's no fees. Come and join us. Lastly, Zarg Zabelski will present his very unique family tree chart, a family member created back in the 70s. This is before the advent of computer-generated family trees and genealogy programs, of course. That makes it cool. I think that's awesome. That's very, very cool. Now, if you are a fan of Doctor Who, we've got something for you happening next Saturday from 10 to 4. It is the EgoCon Fantasy Charity Gaming Event at the Century Curling Center in Plover. That's at 1515 Maple Drive. Admission price is $15. $12 and under, free with parental supervision. all kinds of interesting things going on there. We've got gaming. We've got some auctions going on. There's lunch at the Central Wisconsin Curling Club. Like I said, a charity auction going on. Doctor's Pockets game at 10:30. Create your own Doctor Who towel. That's very cool. Create your own oversized game. Very cool. I mean, this isn't just for Doctor Who fans. This is for gaming fans in general. And if you're interested, it is happening next Saturday. $15 at the door for prices for tickets. It's going on, like I said, at the Century Curling Center, 1515 Maple Drive in Plover. Go ahead and check that out. See if I missed anything here. Let's see if I have that. No, I think I got everything for that. So... I think that's going to wrap up the show for today, everyone. Once again, before we get into our schedule of what's coming up, I do want to say a big shout out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates, now at two locations, 3340 8th Street South in Rapids, 1265 Main Street, Suite 103 in Stevens Point. Same number for both places, 424-4101, 424-4101. Go to their website, jca-insurance.com, to find out how to get a no-cost consultation. You can also call that number. Their more normal business hours are from 8 to 5 p.m. If you have any questions about Medicare, health insurance, life insurance, personal insurance, they are the people to contact. And they sponsor the show, so that makes me a fan automatically. Stay tuned. Coming up next is the Cripes Cast from Charlie Behrens. That's always a fun time. And after that, we've got Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, their hour-long segment that they do every week. Coming up later this weekend, of course, tomorrow on Sunday, for local programming right out of WFHR here. We've got at 1 o'clock the Sunshine Polka Show, Tim's weekly show. If you missed it at 7 o'clock this morning, you have a different, you have an opportunity to check it out tomorrow at 1. And then from 6 to 8 p.m. on Sunday, Seth Faces the Music, new show this week about crying. Get out the hankies, everyone. It's not just people crying in songs. No, songs about crying. Just want to make sure that was okay. And after that, we do have a rerun for Director's Cut from 8 to 9. Michael Charles, if you missed it the first time, blues guitar singer, a songwriter, fabulous interview. He's from Australia. He lives in Chicago. If nothing else, listen to him for his accent. He's got a great Australian accent. We love talking to him. And of course, one more shout out, Mary Jo Peel on Director's Cut, August 20th, 8 to 9. Can't wait for you to hear that one. Alum of Mystery Science Theater 3000, writer, performer, does lots of great stuff now too. So go ahead and check that out. Thanks everyone for another great show. I'll see you back here next week from 11 to 12 on Over the Back Fence right here on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.